Okay, folks. Though the football season has ended for our Detroit Lions, the football season continues on. And on Thursdays, we continue to enjoy. You continue to enjoy. And we know you do.
It's now time for some of the most lackluster and uninspiring 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's now time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Postseason Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW's Morning Team Show. Oh, I've been on quite a roll here recently. Well, until last week. Give me Ohio State over Alabama 45-31.
Jones steps up right down the middle of the field. It's touchdown. Devontae Smith cannot be stopped.
I have the football team providing me with my upset special of the week. The football team over Tampa Bay 21-20.
Deep drop here. Brady down the middle. It's caught for the touchdown. Godwin.
Whatever.
How about a Fresca? Oh.
Give me the Ravens over the Titans 33-27.
And he's got it more. Lamar Jackson down the sideline. Will they give it to him? They will. Touchdown, Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
How about that one?
Just what the doctor ordered.
What a time to rise to the occasion.
Yes, I did rise to the occasion, Matt Shepard, because if the Ravens ended up losing to the Titans, I would have posted an unforgivable 0-3 record, a goose egg. The only other people to perform that poorly in the postseason so far were my proud Pittsburgh Steelers. But hey, even the Cleveland Browns get lucky once every 60 years, so there's still a chance, Lions fans. And you've got to hand it to the Lions. They are keeping us in suspense on who will become their next general manager and head coach. We do know one thing. It won't be Jimmy Harbaugh after he signed that 5-year extension to remain a Michigan Wolverine. And Ohio State fans rejoiced. As for my Steelers, yes, they stumble, but remember, my dear friends,
it has sometimes seemed that there is one league for the Pittsburgh Steelers and another for the rest of those who play pro football.
Thank you, John Facenda. My overall season record is now 31-24. Let's have a better week as we head into the NFL's divisional round of the playoffs. Here are my picks, a postseason edition, if you shall. We begin in Green Bay, where the NFC's top seed Packers host the tough and physical Los Angeles Rams on Saturday afternoon. It'll be a balmy 34 degrees by kickoff at Lambeau, but as the temperature drops in the night air, that's when Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, and Davante Adams will take over this game. Yes, give me the Packers over the Rams 28-16. The Baltimore Ravens, the scariest team in the postseason, I told you, move on to play the Bills in Buffalo on Saturday night. This might be the most entertaining game of the weekend, featuring two of the most young, dynamic quarterbacks in the league. The Ravens are led by Lamar Jackson and that physical Ravens running game. Jackson's counterpart, Buffalo's Josh Allen, has put together a fantastic season as he's quickly becoming one of the league's top 5 or 6 quarterbacks. The Bills have one of the worst rushing defenses in the league. Not good going up against the Ravens. Baltimore advances thanks to a Justin Tucker last-second field goal. Give me the Ravens over the Bills 27-24. And finally, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visit the NFC South Division rival New Orleans Saints on Sunday night. Tampa has experienced a lot of success this year, except when they play the Saints. They average just 12 points per game against New Orleans. The Saints are a complete team with a solid offense and defense. And I have one rule. You don't pick against Drew Brees inside the Superdome. And with his favorite target, Michael Thomas, back from injury, watch the Saints offense march all over Brady and the Bucs. Give me the Saints over the Buccaneers 31-23. So I've got the Packers over the Rams, the Ravens over the Bills, and the Saints over the Buccaneers. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Postseason Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
Ooh.
Yeah, right.
You know, especially Brady Breeze matchup. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Breeze is the sentimental favorite. Brady on paper, probably, maybe the other way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. That's a good way of putting it. You know, I said that Ohio State fans were rejoicing with the contract extension of Jim Harbaugh to remain at Michigan. Yeah. Actually, it's probably Detroit Lions fans were also rejoicing as well.
Yeah.
I don't think at least the Michigan State contingent of Lions fandom. I don't think they wanted Jim Harbaugh being the coach.
I'm a little surprised they're having coaches back for second interviews when they haven't hired the general manager yet. I would have thought they would wait to see who the GM is.
There are some rumblings out there that they may have already made a decision on
coaching
general manager.
General manager.
Right.
Well, then why not bring him in and let him make the, you know, do the interviews?
Yeah, I know. It's the Lions.
It's the Lions.
It's the Lions. Well, I forgot. That's right. You're right.